to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to talk about an article that I found on the CNBC website. It's titled, J.P. Morgan's Top Quant Warns the Next Crisis to Have Flash Crashes and Social Unrest Not Seen in 50 Years. What are we supposed to do with that? How are we supposed to operate in business? How are we supposed to plan for the future with our wealth, with our 401ks? So we're going to dive into this, and I want to show you how I process these articles, because it's very important to take this kind of information and not fear, not act irrationally, but process it and look for opportunities to make money and to grow our wealth in these times that are to come. Before we get into that, go over to crosspolitic.com, see all the new shows that are coming out, get some great new content that's exclusive to members only when you become a member, get discounts on their merchandise, and a lot of other great benefits. So check that out. Thank you so much for sharing the show. It helps us grow. It helps get the word out, and it is such an encouragement and blessing. Thank you for all the people that have been sending encouragement on Instagram and Twitter and giving me great emails. I really appreciate you guys sending books to read, links, news stories, all that good stuff. I love it. Keep it coming. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. All right. So what do we do when we see an article that says it's going to be crazy as it's ever been in the last 50 years, it's going to get real. So what do we do with this? Well, we read it first and don't go off the headlines. We first have to understand that headlines are not there to even say, I would say, tell the truth. They're not even there to summarize the story. Headlines today are created to get you to click on the article and read. So take at face value, take with a grain of salt what you see in the headlines, because a lot of times the headlines aren't even accurate to what the story is. A lot of times, I don't know if you know this, but the writers of the stories don't even get to pick the headlines of what their story is going to have on it when they post it on social media and on their websites and things like that. So take with a grain of salt those headlines, because they're there to get you to click on the story. They're there to get you, like in this case, to get you worried, to get you to find out more, to figure out what's going to happen. So don't think you have the whole story. Don't think you get the whole picture just from reading the headline. All right, so let's hit the 4 points of this article. Let's start with the first two. And it says, the great liquidity crisis, as the author calls it, will hit financial markets marked by flash crashes in stock prices and social unrest. All right, so what is a liquidity crisis? Well, first, let's define what liquidity is. And the article does a great job of describing it. It says, liquidity is a measure of the ease and speed a financial instrument can be traded without significantly impacting its price. For example, cash is highly liquid. Meanwhile, real estate is usually illiquid. Now, it's important to remember here, they're calling this a financial or liquidity crisis. But we have to remember what's happened over the last 5 or 6 years. The Fed has been doing quantitative easing, which is pumping trillions of dollars. The last I heard, it was $4.5 trillion was pumped into the economy. So right off the bat, it just logically doesn't make sense to me that we could have a liquidity crisis with that many trillions of dollars pumped into the economy. And I just don't see how we can be concerned with that in the near-term future. When someone predicts something in today's economy, when they predict some future state of the financial, economic future, the health of our country, you have to take it with a grain of salt and ask, does it make logical sense? If it doesn't make logical sense, I'm going to question it, and you should too. You should look for more resources, do more research, or just dismiss it altogether. The last point I want to say about this, because who wants to talk about currency all episode, is it's unclear how the feds are even going to be able to pull that much money back into their balance sheet. So the next point, they're talking about these flash crashes that are going to cause the stock prices to go up and down. And the author is saying, because stocks are traded through computer algorithms nowadays, it's no longer people so much doing fundamental research on the companies and making value decisions like Warren Buffett does. And the author pretty much is arguing that we've had these ups and downs through the stock market, but with the baseline of the economy being really healthy, we haven't seen the algorithms functioning, buying and selling stocks when the economy is going down, when we're in a recession. And then the first point, computer algorithms that determine trading stocks, buying and selling stocks, does not determine the value of the company. They're looking for indicators, economic indicators. So if a bunch of algorithms decide to start selling on stocks and it's not based on the value of the company, but just economic indicators, that doesn't change the value of the company. The company is still going to be worth a real amount, even if their stock doesn't necessarily show that, it doesn't indicate it. So what does that mean for us? It doesn't mean that we should be fearful. It means there's going to be opportunity. If it is true what this author is saying, and there's going to be tons of stocks that are going to be oversold, which means there's going to be a discount on quality stocks that are going to be sold because the algorithms don't know how to interpret these recessionary periods and don't know how to properly assess the value of a company, that means there's going to be great opportunity for us to buy stock at a discount. And just because a stock market drops doesn't mean there's going to be a liquidity crisis either. Again, there's trillions of dollars in the economy. And just because the Dow drops 500 points doesn't mean that there's not cash in the economy for us to buy and sell and to make trades with. We have to also remember, not every company is traded publicly. A lot of companies are private. A lot of small companies have nothing to do with the stock market. So the Dow going up and down, yes, it's a big deal. Yes, it is an indicator of the health of the economy, but it's not the end all. The last point I want to make about this is just because there's algorithms that can predict selling a stock before they need to, before it drops, shorting a stock, doesn't mean that there's other algorithms that know when to buy. There's really smart people in the stock market. There's really smart people that are in these investment firms, a lot smarter than me. And you better believe that they are going to pounce on any opportunity there is to buy discounted stocks. And you better believe they're working on algorithms to figure out when to buy stocks that are undervalued if they haven't already. So just as this author is fearing this new era of trading where it's all driven by algorithms, and that when we go into a recession, there's going to be these flash crashes because the algorithms are all going to sell everything. Well, that doesn't mean that the very next day, the algorithms are going to say to buy, because they're not going to be emotional about it like humans are. They're going to be quicker to jump back into the stock market. So I don't think we need to necessarily fear algorithms as well. All right, the third part, the article says the central banks will be forced to make unprecedented moves. And this is where I start really doubting the author, because anyone who's been paying attention to the central banks, the Federal Reserve, the one who basically plans our economy, they've already made unprecedented moves. They have already done as much as they can do. And I remember not too long ago, a couple of years ago, where they were saying, we're going to go into another recession really soon. This is pre-Trump. And what is the Fed going to do? There's nothing left in their tool belts to do. So to say that the central banks are going to be forced to do unprecedented moves is kind of silly, because they've already done everything they can do. And secondly is, why do they need to do anything at all? Just because the stock market drops, just because algorithms are impacting the value of companies, doesn't mean the central banks need to do anything. And the last point on this, he talks about social unrest. And I looked up this stat. 84% of stocks are owned by the top 10% of wealth in the country. So the top 10% wealthy in the country own 84% of the stocks. Not really the social unrest type, if you know what I mean. And then he also cites China tariffs as a possible driver for unrest as well. Now, I'm not a tariff fan. I don't think it makes economic sense. I think it hurts an economy. I understand why Trump's doing it, because the president is over more than just economic things. He also has to do with geopolitical factors, and I believe that China is an adversary of the United States, and so he needs to act accordingly. So I actually support the tariffs from a presidential United States perspective, but from an economic perspective, it's not really good. But one thing that it does do is it allows for jobs to be created here, low-skilled jobs, those kinds that would create unrest, the low-skilled workers. So I'm not really seeing the threat of unrest coming anytime soon as well. All right, the last point. The article says, timing of when the next crisis will occur is uncertain, but markets appear to be safe through the first half of 2019. In the first half of 2019, that's like a year out. If anyone's predicting anything in the economy over a year, that's just guessing. That's throwing darts at a dartboard with a blindfold on. Like, who knows what's going to happen, especially like what we were talking about before, that it's almost impossible to be able to predict what's going to happen with accuracy. Someone might get lucky. They might end up writing a book because they got lucky and guessed right. But I don't think anyone knows with certainty what's going to happen. And so we should always take things with a grain of salt again. A correction will happen. We don't know when it's going to happen, but we know it will happen someday. The important thing is to not act irrationally, to not live in fear, not act out in fear, but to be wise, to evaluate the situation, to listen to what people are saying and make decisions of, should we listen to them? Should we do more research, or should we dismiss it as something that just doesn't make logical sense? And we do know that when these corrections happen, there's always opportunity to make money. So think about that. Think about the ways that we can be making money. Look at the past and how other people made money in the Great Recession in 2008, 2009. Look at the people and what they did and see if there's lessons that can be learned for us to make money and then during the next correction that's going to come. It might not happen today. It might not happen tomorrow. It might happen in 10 years. But there is going to be correction. And when there is that correction, there is going to be opportunity to be successful. If you have any questions, comments about this, reach out to me, How to Build a Tent, on Twitter and Instagram. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. More than happy to discuss this further with you guys, clarify anything that needs to be clarified, and just listen to your feedback. I love it. So we'll talk to you next time. God bless.